Thank you, Natalia. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Since I'm taking the floor for the first time today, I would like to express my joy in seeing you all in this meeting. Thank you very much. So continuing on Natalia's point on this program area, so this is really about communication, promotion, and advice in support to promoting accession of countries to the protocol. We would like to specifically foster communication and promotion of the protocol through different activities, including an improved website on our site, networking on social media, participation in major international events to promote the protocol, but also further production of promotional material which can support raising attention to the benefits of the protocol. Up in demand, we would like to work with you, with countries who are not yet parties to the protocol, to organize either national or sub-regional workshops to promote accession. This is a model that was quite successful in the past, that through a kick-off workshop, we were able to launch national discussions on the accession and also being able to answer questions of the national constituencies who may take a decision in ratifying the protocol. Finally, also a core element of this activity is to provide from the Secretariat technical but also legal advice related to the accession, as there are commonly also these questions in relation to the legal text and its interpretation, and how that can apply also in a specific national context. So these are the three main pillars in this regard. But I also would like to mention that for all three of these aspects, we don't need to reinvent the wheel, because there are also several platforms through which we can work. The NPD has just been presented, as well as the BCA and CCS platforms. But there are also other initiatives that we can capitalize on. For example, in the WHO is hosting a group of countries, which is the Small Country Initiative, where we know that there is interest among those countries also in ratifying the protocol, and we can use such existing platforms to promote it. And earlier today, we heard also from Norway about the Nordic-Baltic Network that can also be utilized to promote further accession among those group of countries. And last not least, of course, also we have been speaking about the ministerial conference that's going on next year, which again can serve as a platform for mobilizing political awareness and support. So again, we can use already ships that are already sailing on the water and adding the protocol aspect to it. And we have been in support of all of that, right, Natalia? The Joint Secretariat, with the support of the Bureau, has also developed a new tool and an advocacy brochure, which hopefully provides good information to those countries and stakeholders who are interested in acceding it. And for this, I hand back to Natalia to give you a short rundown of what it is about. Back to you, Natalia.